So here's the procedure for the hypnotic gaze induction. The first step, as in any induction, is for you to go first. What do I mean to go first? Well, number one, you need to use the instant rapport technique in order to project feelings of goodwill, of comfort, and ease. Because that's the kind of feelings you want the other person to have as they're going into a trance. Number two, you want to yourself begin to enter a trance state as well, where your mind is focused, where your attention is externalized, so that it gives them the signals of what kind of experience to have as well. So when I say it's time for you to go into a trance yourself, I don't mean for you to sort of sit down and let your muscles relax and your body to droop forward and your eyes to close, because that's what it's called a downtime trance. It's an inside trance. And that simply isn't very useful if what you want to be doing is hypnotize someone else. So when I say go first, apart from the instant rapport technique in order to project the sense of comfort and ease, what I'd like you to do is to go into an outside trance. How do you do that? Well, it's actually quite simple. Go back to CD2 on this series, and under the section of signal recognition systems, go back to that exercise where you expanded your vision, your hearing, and your feelings into the room. And if you remember, I guided you through one of those experiences. You can think of this as your hypnotist's trance, a kind of trance where your attention is exerted outwards and you can actually function the world as well. So now you've set the scene. You've created a sense of ease and comfort between you and the person you're going to be working with by using the instant rapport technique. You've also got into this hypnotic trance, this hypnotist's trance, where your attention is outside of yourself, by using the technique from the signal recognition system on CD2. The next step is for you to apply your hypnotic gaze. To do this is remember to use your peripheral vision to keep your eyes nice and soft and that sense of smiling eyes. Get that sense of real friendliness into your eyes and maintain eye contact with the person you're looking at. If you want to practice this now, feel free to do that by looking into the mirror or just looking at the wall and having that sense of your eyes being slightly wrinkled at the sides, but soft, so you can still see the corners of the room around you as you look at whatever you're looking at or whatever person you're looking at. And above all else, you want to project the sense of goodwill towards them. There's also a sense of focusing through your target. What do I mean by this? Well, you can look at the person you're looking at. You can look inside the person, almost like you're looking 3 or 4 inches through their head or through their eyes into the back of their head. Or you can look through them at a point 3 or 4 yards or feet behind them. Now, what you want to be doing as a hypnotic gaze induction begins to take effect is you want to start on the outside. So you're looking at them just directly at their eyes. And slowly, you begin to shift your focus so that it's almost like you're looking inside the head, at the back of the head, and then a few feet behind them. And what that does is, that shift, that subtle shift in your own vision, sub-communicates to the other person that it's time for them to go further and further inside. This element is very, very important, so I really want you to practice this properly. If you don't practice this, one way you can do this is to set up 2 objects, for example, a couple of pens or a couple of books. Have one being reasonably close to you, as you would be when talking to a person, and have one about 3 or 4 yards or 3 or 4 feet behind the first book. Then rest your eyes on the tip of the first book, or actually look at the first book, but then look through it at the second book, and notice how your eyes have to change focus. Now, whilst you maintain your focus on the book that's behind the first book, put the eyes down as though you're looking at the cover of the first book. Now you'll see the book in a kind of strange sort of way. There'll be a strange relief and the colors will seem somehow different. And that's just fine. That's because you are focusing through the book at the book that's behind it. Now when you get used to doing that, when you get used to be able to look through something at something that's behind it whilst maintaining what seems like your over-attention on the surface of the first book, then you can do that with other people. So now you have the second step, which is to use a hypnotic gaze. Step 1, go first. Step 2, apply your hypnotic gaze. Step 3 is actually very simple. It's something you've been doing all along in this CD set already. And that is to use your tonality, use your voice, slow down the pace, use your trance tones, pause, and create this real sense of space in the way that you talk. If you need to remind yourself about these things, go back to CD3 about hypnotic language and refresh your memory on these things. If you want to have a nice metaphor for how to use these tonalities and how to express them when using your hypnotic gaze induction, think of someone trying to calm or soothe an animal. The kind of things that they'll be making, the kind of noises they'll be making, where it's all kind of soft and calm and projecting this sense of trustworthiness. Well, these are the tonalities that you want to be using whilst talking to another person and using that hypnotic gaze. So as you get the hang of that, you can move on to the next stage, which is actually very simple. You're going to take all the signals, the trance signals that you have been building up over time, particularly on CD2, and you're going to describe them to the other person. You're going to describe to them the signs and the experiences that let people know that they're going into a trance. Now, I'll be giving you an example of this in a moment, so you'll be able to follow those things, and you can look at your transcript which goes with this CD set, and actually look at the language as a template if you like. Now, the kind of things I'm talking about is the kind of stuff we've been talking along all along already, which is things like the relaxation of the features, softening of the muscles, softening of the eyes, breathing shifting, feeling comfort and relaxation inside, change of pupil dilation, changes in the way that they perceive the world around them, maybe eye closure, automatic movement. All these things are signs that someone's going into a trance. And you're going to describe these things. You're going to describe them right back at the person. Now, the really interesting thing is, if at any point you see them actually manifesting one of these trance signals, then you begin to describe the very things that they are doing as well, because that creates a kind of feedback loop. A feedback loop where on one point, you're telling them what they're about to experience, and they do, and on the other point, you actually talk about the very experiences that they're having as being a sign that they're going into a trance. And at that point, the very things that they're experiencing will reinforce the trance process, and you're creating a very powerful double loop. So let's have a quick recap of those steps in order to be able to use the hypnotic gaze induction. Step one is go first. Use the instant rapport technique in order to project this well-being, the sense of well-being and comfort. And then use your trance process, your hypnotic trance process, in order to get yourself into hypnotic trance and externalize your focus. Step two is apply your hypnotic gaze. Maintain eye contact. Remember, we talked about this before. Make sure you avoid all the signals that you're somehow unsure of yourself, all your own spontaneous defense mechanisms, things like twitches, blinking excessively, swallowing excessively, stammering, talking too fast, your pupils trying to like flicker away from eye to eye or flick away from eyesight altogether. Avoid all these things. Create a calm, clear, focused, and steady gaze, which at the same time projects this kindliness. It's very important. Step three is use your trance tonality. Slow down your voice, use hypnotic tones, use pauses, and even use your hypnotic language. Everything you learned on CD3. Step four is use your hypnotic language from CD3 to describe the signs and the experience of trance itself. And if at any stage you see them actually actualizing any of the hypnotic trance signals, then use those and incorporate them into the description that you're giving them. At that point, you have the makings of an incredibly in-depth and very, very powerful hypnotic induction. If you want an example of that, on the next track, I'll do this with you. Of course, because you're not here with me physically and present, I won't be able to do the hypnotic gaze element of it, but we'll work around that. But you will hear the language, the tonalities, and all the other things that are of great importance for the hypnotic gaze induction.